Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am pleased to introduce Kevin Smith from Maple Leaf Adventures in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. How are you?
Hi, Rhea. I am good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, no, I mean, it looks like you're on board a ship, and of course, I know that you are. It is the Cascadia.
It is indeed, yeah. So, yeah. Pardon me as I sort of walk around a little bit during your interview, just to give your viewers a sense of the ship that I guess we're talking about for our heli-ski partnership with Bella Coola Mountain Heli-Sports.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of the reason I wanted to have you on board is Canada doesn't have a lot of charter yachts. Canada is an emerging marketplace when it comes to the yachting and luxury end of things. There are so many amazing places to go and amazing places to see. Now, we have already talked about the heli skiing. What an absolute adventure. We've seen some of the photographs. But you've got a ship there that it is a catamaran, and it is built for luxury, and it is built to go in places where other people have never gone before, and it is available for charter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cascadia is our third vessel. The flagship, of course, for Maple Leaf Adventures is our Skipper Maple Leaf, 92 feet long. And we have the converted tugboat Swell, a beautiful classic wooden tugboat with private cabins. And both of those are available for charter as well. But when we purchased Cascadia a couple years ago, we really took it to a new level. In terms of guest comfort, at 500 tons and 138 feet, this is a very comfortable catamaran. We can finally look after people to that level that sort of my wife and I like to travel ourselves, and they, you know, they can see the wilds of British Columbia. And really, you know, have that adventure experience, but also come home at the end of the day to, you know, to our whole hospitality crew on board and serve them a nice glass of Pinot and sit in the lounge and relax and chat with their new friends that they made during the day.
Well, I mean, what is the history of this boat? It didn't come to, I mean, it came to you with a rich history already. It had already been somewhere else doing exactly what it's doing here in British Columbia, but it was serving the ultra high net worth somewhere else.
Yeah. Cascadia was born, built in New Zealand, Nelson, actually, New Zealand, a proud shipbuilding community there, and built for small groups. So there's just 12 cabins on board. So our maximum that we ever take is 24, but the reality is it's with single in cabins, it's more like, I think 18 was our average in our first year. And came across the Pacific Ocean on her own hull 47 days from New Zealand, and then we started in on a major Canadian refit to get her up to Transport Canada requirements for passenger carrying vessels in Canada. And we're really proud of what we've been able to achieve here. Maybe I'll do a walk around the outer deck. It's not too loud in the city here. You let me know if it gets too loud, and I'll come back inside.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things for the viewers to see is what an absolutely beautiful coastal line there is.
Of course, as I do that, my apologies, there's an ambulance going by, so I'll...
You know, one of the things actually that we were talking about prior was that you have some very specific artwork that you commissioned throughout the boat.
Yeah, that was one of my real joys when we're doing all the refit. I have a love for local art, So I did work with some local artists. Here's one right here by Fee Hudson. I just love how she was able to capture the mountain scene on a beach, a wilderness beach that we go to up in the BC coast. So this is a big white sand beach that we anchor right off of, and we, you know, we go ashore and we do a hike there, and it's called Wolf Track Beach. And she painted this for me with a wolf in it. And it was our first year up there in 2019. And actually, as we were hiking with our guests, we came across a lone wolf, and it was amazing. It was the first time we'd actually seen a wolf on Wolf Track Beach after she painted this for us. So it was kind of a nice full circle.
Well, I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't understand is that they sort of see Canada as this sort of frozen wasteland 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But as you see, there is some beautiful white sand beaches, and there's some absolutely amazing weather during the time. When is Cascadia most active? When is the boat most active as far as yacht charters go?
Well, we go from April until the end of October. I'm just up to the bridge here, because I wanted to show you that piece of art. Tim Mochman did that for us. He's a local artist out of one piece of yellow cedar. We travel up and down the coast, and we spend a lot of time in the parts of the coast before anybody gets there for the sort of the season. And that's deliberate. We have a love of wilderness anchorages. We like to be in these places before anybody else is there. And that really works out well for our program. So we kind of have this perpetual spring where we go north and we get out to Haida Gwaii, the Canadian Galapagos, super wild and rugged and gorgeous. I'm a strong believer that all the most beautiful places in the world are the places furthest away from all the communities and cities. And whenever you get there, it feels really special. And that's what Cascadia does, right? She keeps us safe out in those places, allows us to access them, bring some real comfort with us so we can better enjoy the adventure and have a really good night's sleep, and then get up, have a nice cappuccino on the aft deck in the morning for the sunrise and start the adventure all over again.
Well, I mean, we've talked about the heli skiing in an interview that I did previously, but it's not just heli skiing. I mean, you know, people can charter that yacht and you can actually make, you know, a specific routine for them. They're, you know, if they're into hiking or if they're into fishing or, you know, if they're into animal sighting or if they want to see, orcas in the wild, you can arrange for all of that. You know exactly the best places to go for what that client is looking for.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we do. And it's very exclusive, we'll work with getting our clients, if the family shows an interest in, orcas or humpback whales, for example, we'll go to our friends on the coast that are the whale researchers and the scientists, and we'll have them come aboard for a dinner. We'll visit their lab. We'll have these exclusive, very, very, special visits to bring all that to life for people. If people are really want to see, what's going on with local people in the indigenous tribes here, local First Nations, we have protocol agreements where, we'll be their welcome guests into their territory, and, they'll come aboard and guide us through a cultural site where these are their stories. These stories are owned by families and they're passed down through generations. And although I have friends in these communities, and although I've heard the stories told hundreds of times, it's definitely not my story to tell. And I won't tell the stories, but I'll invite the guide on board from that family to explain to us what those totems are and why they're, you know, why they're carved the way they are. And it just, it makes it really special for the guests.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, growing up in that area, I can absolutely imagine. And the amazing thing is there an education that comes along with not only the luxury that you're experiencing? So it makes it definitely a wonderful family thing. Now, I know the price point for the heli skiing was $319,000 for 8 days or 7 days. Is it about the same if you want to rent charter Cascadia for another reason entirely?
Yeah, you take the helicopter component out of it, and it's of course it's slightly more affordable, I suppose, without that expense. But yeah, it's it's a all inclusive experience where everything is looked after for you, and I think a typical week is in the 250 to 270 range, that's for family charters and things like that, but we also do smaller groups as well. I think that siren is finished going by the ship now in our home port, so I'll take you on the outer decks here a bit.
Well, Victoria is sort of the capital of BC, actually. It's, it's a stunning, stunning city as well. And when you charter the yacht, you, of course, land in Vancouver, because Vancouver, BC is sort of the closest international massive airport. The price also includes the flights from Vancouver. Do you have a private plane that brings them from Vancouver over to Victoria?
We don't for our regular trips, we can certainly lay anything like that on for private charters, and we're doing that more and more these days. The heli ski is going to be always that way, because we have to have people arrive right for their heli training, right before the start of the trip, etc.
Can you point out some of the significant buildings behind you?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, I'll try. I mean, I know what the buildings are, the technology, right?
So yeah, no.
That's the Empress Hotel right there. So if you stay in Victoria, that's where we would recommend putting you up. The Grand Dam of Victoria Harbor, the Empress, the Fairmont Empress. Beautiful. And of course, over here is the legislative buildings. Victoria is the capital of British Columbia, as you said. So this is the Inner Harbor. And this is our home port. Right over here is our tugboat Swell. You can kind of see her hiding behind the pier there. And behind over there, all you can see is the mast of our schooner Maple Leaf. But here, I'll take you up to the top deck quickly. This is, you can imagine, after a tough day of adventuring, whether it's bear viewing or maybe doing some wilderness beach exploration, you get back and those tired muscles, so you need to have a hot tub on the top deck with a 360 view. That's very nice. Hot shower up here for people.
It's absolutely stunning. You can tell that the wind is kicking up a little bit, which when you're on an island, of course that's going to happen in the harbor. Do you know what? It looks absolutely stunning. And it's one of those things, I think, that, I was talking with the heli skiing company as well, that it's a once in a lifetime experience. And Canada is some untouched wilderness. It is some untouched, very precious area. And I think people will be really interested in what you guys have to offer, because you've also got, you can arrange for masseuse, you can arrange for, you've got top quality chef on board, you've got a full crew on board to take care of all their needs too.
Absolutely, yeah. A pro crew of 10 on board. We take our food very seriously on all Maple Leaf trips. I've just come into one of the guest cabins here, just so you get a sense of it for your viewers. So right on deck, all the cabins are accessed on deck and also through the cabin, and a little queen bunk in this one, and a full-size head and shower, and beautiful big ports looking out, and then of course access right back into the salon here, so that people are never too far away from that glass of wine or that that morning cappuccino.
Well, we know what's important in life. Do you know what? It looks absolutely amazing. And I thank you so much for your time. And I'm sure your arms must be tired at this stage.
Thanks, Rhea. Yeah, appreciate the interest. And we're really looking forward to launching, this first ever heli-ski from Cascadia. It's going to be really fun. Looking forward to just spoiling our guests and making sure that they have a trip of a lifetime.
Well, as you said, the heli skiing, that is something we will provide the information below if you want below this interview when it airs, if you're interested in the heli skiing. But as well, do bear in mind that the Cascadia is available for yacht charter, April through till when, well, now they're packing it down. But you need to make sure that you reserve at least a year in advance, because they are booked out constantly when they're operational. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, the experiences that you would experience on board Cascadia and the places that you're able to see, being a Canadian and being from that area myself, you're never going to experience anything like it.
Thanks, Rhea. Yeah. Well, look forward to welcoming your fans on board, and have a great day, and look after those orcas in the Med, huh?
Yeah, we're going to talk. We're going to bring you back on board with the scientist on another episode, because I hear you're quite the environmentalist as well, and interested in orcas. So we will have you back. Once again, you have been listening to Kevin Smith and seeing the beautiful ship Cascadia. Kevin Smith is the co-founder and co-owner of Maple Leaf Adventures in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. You've been watching another episode of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.